Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Father.
Wish you all a very blessed and happy Advent. We celebrate this season each year ultimately as a reminder that we need to be ready for Christ when he comes again in glory. So this Advent season is reflection as being prepared for his first coming, but he already did that. We're just remembering his first coming. But he has promised to return again in glory, and we want to be ready for that second coming of the Lord. And so every year the church has to celebrate this season. But it's not like each day of the year we're not supposed to be ready for Christ's coming. Christ could come for us at any time. It might not be the end of the world, but it could be the end of my life. Who knows when I will die and I will have to come before his judgment seat. So I need to be awake, I need to be watchful and prepared. In our gospel, the Lord gives his disciples a very stern warning. And he says, this warning isn't just for you, it's for everybody. I am coming to judge the earth. Be ready. The fathers of the church remind us that when Jesus came the first time, he came quietly. He was hidden. Not very many people knew about him, knew that he was coming. He was born in a stable, laid in a manger. The only angels that made themselves visible were those who spoke to the shepherds, only a select group of very humble individuals. In his second coming, he will not come quietly. The scriptures say he will come with a trumpet blast on the clouds of heaven, and all of the heavenly host, all of the angels in glory will come down upon the earth. And those who are ready for him will rejoice, but those who are not will run in terror, and they will beg the mountains to fall upon them, so that they would be hidden from his face. That's terrifying. That's what the Word of God tells us about his second coming. Now, he came this first time with humility and with silence and with gentleness because he wanted to show his love and his mercy. And he wanted to invite us to repentance and to holiness of life. He does not force in that first coming his kingship on anyone. But in the second coming, he will dominate every soul, every being. There will be no longer gentleness or mercy or compassion. And so he warns us to be prepared. Now, this Advent season, in a special way, tells us that not only is he going to come at some point, but we need to anticipate his coming as if it's soon. Now, for 2,000 years, we've had these readings, we've celebrated these liturgical seasons, and he still hasn't come, at least not in glory. The point Jesus makes is that we always have to be prepared. Always. It's like the parent who, for the first time, they're leaving their kids alone at home. They're at that age where you can go out and they don't need a babysitter necessarily. And so the parents tell the kids and they say, look, we're going to be out for a little bit, but we could come home at any time, so behave. The parent knows that the child is going to be tempted, and so they want them thinking of the authority returning soon. Even in a secular fashion, we use this time of Advent to help children, don't we? To try to be better in their lives. We tell them that St. Nicholas, who's going to come and bring presents on Jesus' birthday at Christmas, has two lists, doesn't he? He has the naughty list and the nice list. Now, everybody hopefully wants to be on the nice list because that's when you get the good gifts from St. Nicholas. But in the end, if you end up on the naughty list, you just get a lump of coal. So depressing. A lump of coal. That's all that you get. And I remember as a child how often this would motivate me to work hard during Advent. because I wanted to be on the nice list. I didn't want the lump of coal, I wanted the presents. And as a child, that's a great motivator, isn't it? They see this future blessing, whatever it is, some toy, some games, rewards, whatever. And that helps them find the strength, even though they're a child, to work harder and to do better. You don't expect perfection out of them, they're a child. But you notice when they're motivated rightly, they can overcome a lot of those little hurdles. Do you think it's any different for us as adults? It's just as true. We're often motivated by very material things, aren't we? You want that thing so much, you want that relationship, whatever it is, and you're motivated very, very strongly in order to fight hard and to obtain it, to work hard. The problem is we don't have that same motivation always in the spiritual life. In our relationship with Christ, in our need, not desire, obviously it's good to have a desire, but our need to be ready for when he comes, we don't always have the strength of will. Why? It's not because we don't know how important it is. It's just because our hearts are fixed on other things, other concerns, other anxieties. All you have to do is look in your life at anything that causes you anxieties or fear or concern, or hope, on an earthly level at least. And it could be relational in your own family or among your friends. It could be social, political, economic, with your job. It doesn't matter what that earthly concern is, but it's that concern that is taking you away from being ready for Christ when he comes. Because your mind and your heart become fixated on it, and Jesus takes a back seat. His second coming and his judgment take a back seat to your discernment. So how is it that we're going to change our minds and keep them focused on the coming of Christ? Again, he warns us, be ready. I can come any time. What do we do during this liturgical season? Hopefully you don't have all of your Christmas decorations up. It's not Christmas. Secular people don't understand this, but it's okay to put some lights and some greenery up. Okay, you can put the tree up. Just don't put all the ornaments on it yet. Try to save some of that for the celebration of Christmas. But we have so many little traditions that we do in order to remind ourselves and prepare ourselves that Christmas is coming, that Jesus is coming. We have to do the same thing spiritually throughout the whole year. We have to call to mind daily that Jesus is coming soon. And that takes a concerted effort. It's not easy. But that's why our Lord has given us his holy church. That's why he gives us his body and blood in the Eucharist. That's why he gives us the sacrament of reconciliation and all of the great devotions that we have as Catholics, devotions to the Sacred Heart and the Divine Mercy, the Holy Rosary, all the novenas and prayers, the intercession of the saints and angels. All of these things ultimately are given to us to help us keep in mind the second coming of Christ. And so I challenge you, especially during this Advent season, whenever you notice yourself becoming anxious or concerned about anything that is normal or earthly, I'm not talking about sinful things, just normal things, life issues, try to bring to mind the fact that Jesus could come at any moment, and then weigh your anxiety based on that thought. If you're worried about a relationship in your life, well, if Jesus comes tomorrow, is it going to be a problem anymore? If you're worried about politics, if Jesus comes tomorrow, it's not going to be an issue. You see, it doesn't matter what your concern is. compared to the coming of Christ, it's a non-issue. Doesn't mean we don't have to deal with them at times, but it won't cause the same degree of anxiety or fear. And when our focus is turned more towards the coming of the Lord, then it will be easier to be ready for him when he comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.